Well, you know, I have heard teachers say things that, you know, I wouldn't think it's proper for a teacher to say, really. But they use it, I guess. It's the
there is no...
They're not, you know, unless they watch herself very close.
Yeah. There's no... the idea that something is right and something is wrong is... Well, it's not completely wrong, because, for instance, well, as I said back home, we say, read up. We say, mother reads up the house.
Uh-huh.
And that it's the perfectly natural way of saying things.
Well,
perfectly
now,
correct.
My mother would probably say that back, but I just learned, I guess, a little better. I say straighten up or clean up or something of that sort.
But you see, the thing is, there's nothing wrong with saying read up.
No,
because
really?
It's... As long as the other people in your area say read up, that's perfectly all right.
Well, sure.
When I went to college for the first time, I had a roommate from San Francisco, and I would say, oh, I have to read up this room.
Uh-huh.
And he would laugh at me, because they didn't use the expression read up,
yes.
You see. And,
uh-huh.
And he didn't know what I was talking about.
Well, that's very true, I expect.
What do you wash your dishes with? What
water,
do you, call the,
you mean?
No, the thing that you used.
You mean the soap or?
No, not the
dish
soap,
pan?
Not the water, not the dish pan. What do you hold in your hand?
Dishcloth.
Mm-hmm. And what do you dry the dishes with? What?
Dish towel.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever say dish rag?
Oh, I have, I guess, but I try to be a little more proper most of the time.
See, I don't want you to be proper.
I know, but I do, really.
Yes.
I do say dish towel most of the time, I would think.
Yeah.
And I do catch myself a lot of times saying wash rag when I should say wash cloth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, face cloth.
Yes,
you know.
We only say wash rag at home.
Well, I don't aim to. Really, I don't. But once in a while, I do catch myself for doing. But I really don't.
We always do.
Because it really, well, used to be rags. That's all we had. We didn't have what we call washcloths.
But even
that
is now a business, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Everything has to be so nice. What do you dry yourself with after you take a bath?
Towel.
Mm. What would you call that?
Bath towel.
What is the gadget on the your kitchen sink from which the water comes?
Faucet.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call it a tap or a spigot?
Well, I don't think I do. I usually say faucet. I'm pretty sure I do.
Now, on a barrel, what would you call the opening on a barrel that the liquid comes out of?
A spigot.
You'd call that a spigot?
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
wouldn't call that a faucet?
No, I would call that a spigot.
Mm-hmm. If you have a little bottle, well, a bottle with a little hole in it, and you have a big bottle here, and you want to pour the liquid from here into here, you have to use
funnel.
Mm-hmm. And if you are driving in a carriage, what do you use to make the horses go faster?
Buggy whip.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you go to the store, you buy your groceries, and the clerk puts them into a paper
bag.
If you get 100 pounds of flour, say, that comes in a container, usually made of cloth. What do you call that?